Good evening. It is a joy to be here again to worship together, and isn't it just a blessing to sing together and have Lloyd Kaufman direct us? By the way, how many of you would have sung under Lloyd Kaufman in Bible school? Would you raise your hand? All right. Yes. Good advertisement for Bible school, by the way. If you don't learn to sing as a young person, you probably missed it. So Bible school is a great place to do that, and we'll have our choir singing under Brother Dan Miller here after this. So yeah, it is just good again to be here and encouraged together to live for Christ and to solidify our convictions and what the Bible teaches. And again, I was just really blessed by the mock panel that was here, and a couple of people asked me, they said, is that typical EBI students? Three of them were alumni, by the way, and the one I'm hoping comes yet. So, but yeah, a lot of our students, yeah, that's things that were shared there. I think it's fairly typical. I mean, we're not all maybe that articulate, but you know, people sometimes wonder, is young people today, are they, no, God is building his church. I think teaching the EBI, I think I'm more encouraged. As the world gets darker, God continues to build his church, and we have a lot of young people that are serving God and are vibrant. But that was a good advertisement for EBI. It is a good reason to come to EBI. You think about it, in church, we get 45 minutes, maybe once a week, and to, just ask those tough questions and to be able to hear guys like Dean Taylor, different men share. You can take a whole week on that, on issues like that, and solidify your biblical convictions. And that's really what EBI is all about. Maybe the next slide there, Norrell. This is our mission at EBI is to inspire our students to true discipleship by humble submission to the gospel, the word, and the local church. To inspire love for Christ, to submit to the gospel, to understand salvation and what it means to be in the kingdom, and then to understand the word and to live out the truths of the word. Like Dean said, to be a follower of Christ, to truly follow him, and then really love the local church. We try to stress that as much as we can. As for a young person, for any of us, we need a local church. If we don't love the church, if we don't love Christ's bride, if we're not part of the church, we will struggle spiritually. And so our hope is that they can come to EBI and love the gospel, love the word, apply it to their lives, and go home and serve in the local church. And again, it's nothing wild that we do other than we believe that God's word is living and active, and that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so we are committed to teaching the word of God and allowing that to sanctify and change us. Psalm 19, we all know this psalm. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. Because of the perfection of God's word, it does transform and convert the soul. It brings about change that cannot be accomplished by human effort. God's word revives the soul, converts the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Again, because God's word is completely reliable, it gives wisdom to all who know and apply it. It makes wise people who study it. Gives them wisdom. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Because God's word is all truth, it gives joy to the depressed. It gives peace to the anxious. It revives, it rejoices the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Because of God, the word, because it is pure and altogether right, it does reveal and convict of sin, and it leads to repentance. So God's word transforms. We all know the scourge of pornography and things like that. The study of God's word, it does, because it's purity, it does enlighten the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean. It endures forever. God's word, it reveals his attributes and it motivates us to pursue what is lasting internal. And the roles of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. God's word motivates, inspires us to right living. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, the dripping of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. That's why we study God's word. Who can discern his errors? Declare me innocent from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of the great transgression. It is as we study God's word that we are kept from sin. It is as we're in the word that sin doesn't have dominion over us, and we see our sin. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. It's as we study God's word that we worship him and can truly worship him. And so the study of God's word is powerful, and we see that. The students come and are in it 24/7 and saturated in it. It does transform the heart and their lives. Here's just a couple of the testimonies. The testimonies are always so encouraging. We send out evaluations. Here's one. EBI brought me so much change in my heart. It gave me so much truth to stand on and reasoning behind the truth. I also gained a much better understanding of what the Christian life should truly look like. God revealed so much idolatry and bad motives and corruptions that had rooted themselves in my heart. I was also able to become more steadfast in my convictions and develop other convictions that I had not had before. Amen. That's why we do what we do. To solidify the truth of God's word, solidify the convictions in our lives, and to reveal sin in our hearts. Another one, my time at EBI has changed my life, causing me to form a theological foundation for my life and grow closer in my walk with Christ. The relationships that I built here and the interactions I've had with staff and faculty have been very encouraging and inspiring. Another one, EBI has helped me grow spiritually and relationally and personally. I've learned so much in the art of worship and everything I do to lead a purposeful life and finding ways I can grow day to day in my day to day life. It spurred me to passion to know more and to seek more and do more for Christ. EBI has been life-changing. Again, it's not EBI, but it's the study of his word that transforms. So we appreciate the students that you send, and it is a joy to just see God's word change lives. Let me show the next slide here. These are our terms. Here's some of the student life. Maybe the next slide. Our terms for this coming year, our fall term, looking forward to that, is from August 30th to December 16th. That is a 15-week term, and that is maybe a bit unique for a Bible institute, but that longer term is a good term. So just let it saturate in hearts, a longer study of time. It's a little smaller group, usually around 20, 25 students. That has been a blessing, that term. And then our second term is in January, 3 weeks. If somebody maybe is a little scared to come for a whole 6 weeks or can't get off work, that's a good term. And then third and fourth terms are 6 weeks in the spring. Those terms usually fill up. So if you know of any student that wants to come, tell them to sign up, go to our website. So we still have room in all those terms. Again, we rest on the promise in Isaiah 55 that God's word doesn't return void. Right? Like Brother Henry said this morning, it is a seed, brings forth life. God's word succeeds in everything for which God sends it. It transforms thorns into cypress trees. And instead of briars, come up the myrtle tree. So it is worthwhile. So if you know of anyone or if you would like to attend, go to our website, elnorabi.org. Our application is there. And it is just a joy. And again, I tell young people often, once you're married and get busy with life, it's hard to do that systematic study and to take 6 weeks off, 15 weeks, whatever, to study God's word. So what an opportunity. Also, the next slide, seminars again. There's coming up. The biblical counseling seminar is October 10 to 14. That's led by Paul Emerson. Encourage anyone that is looking to do ministry in the church. We need this to do biblical counseling, to have wise, experienced men and women apply the truths of God's word to our life. We take the promise in Peter that God has given us all things for life and godliness. With God's word, we can help anyone. It's an amazing promise. And then we have the Essentials for Pastoral Leadership, led by Brother Leon and Clyde Byler. Again, this is not just for pastors, for anyone that would, with leadership skills and then just things for the church. And then the Expository Preaching Seminar. Last year was our first year. That's Brother Leon and Clyde, J. Mark Horace, Brother Leon and J. Mark. So just a very good seminar again. So I think we all know the importance of training in our occupation, our secular occupation. I really wouldn't be excited about a plumber coming to my house that never took any training in plumbing. Same with pastoring. Sometimes I think we think that doesn't need any training or any thing that can be learned. But these seminars are a great place to come and learn some good stuff there. So this past year, next term there, next slide, we are right in the middle of something that's exciting that's going on right now. We're in the middle of our kitchen project. We've talked about this for a number of months, a couple of years. That's the new cafeteria. Now, it's not quite finished, but we'd like to have it finished by the beginning of September. But Brother Glenn and Gladys Hurst are out there currently, my wife's aunt and uncle, and they're volunteering a year there, and they have been a tremendous blessing. Gladys is helping at a thrift store, and Glenn is doing work around there, and he's doing a lot of work there in the kitchen remodel. Keith Booker all summer has been working on that. Joe Knapp, too, Joe Peanut. I see them here. He has been doing a ton of stuff there. And by the way, Joe Peanut, over the 20 years of EBI, has donated and done tons of stuff for us there. So he's doing all the electrical and the HVAC and putting in their freezer and everything. Merle Wagler then is the one that's local contractor there that's doing a lot of the work. So you can go to the next screen there a little bit. Again, it's not all complete, but that's the freezer and fridge there in the corner, if you can see that. And then that's a picture into the kitchen. And by the way, the MEW is going to be at EBI this coming January. So hopefully we'll have it all finished for you then. So we're looking forward to showing it off to you guys. So you really want to come for that. So see our nice cafeteria. One more picture there, I think, or slide. You can see that's coming in. We'll have the drop-off for the dishes and stuff. We still don't have, that's the old serving bars. We get new serving bars there. So, but yeah, we are very excited about the facility. And again, thank you for the support, financial support we got from the constituents here. I'd say about half of it was from you and our Odin Thrift Store. Again, that is a separate nonprofit, but that has been donating a lot of funds to help with that project and has been a tremendous blessing. So we are excited about finishing that up, hopefully before September, like I said. And a lot of it, the big stuff, again, Keith has a ton of stories. They're doing a lot of it on their own. They say it's over their head, but Keith's pretty good at it, so he's getting the stuff done, the hood and different things. So we're hoping that that'll be complete. But again, completely paid for. We have the funds there for it, and that's so thank you for those funds. We are looking at our next project then. Our bathrooms need updated. If you've ever been there, especially the ladies' bathroom needs help. So that's our next project. So thank you for your financial support, but don't stop giving. we don't want you to think that we got all the money we need. No, we don't. So thank you for that. But most of all, thank you for your prayer support. Again, unless God moves, unless God transforms hearts, our work is in vain. So we need your prayer support. And we also need you sending us your students. I will say again, we appreciate the students that we get from your churches. Very good students. For the most part, the students that are coming to EBI are serious about God's word and learning and growing. There's 1,000 other things they could do. So the ones that choose to come to EBI, for the most part, are very good students. So thank you for sending them. If you know of anyone who would need some encouragement, encourage them to come. Studying God's word does not return void. It is worth it. So thank you for your prayers and continue to pray for us. I did ask Alex Yoder to share. I always like having a student share their testimony. It is always good to hear from the students themselves what God did in their lives. And just really appreciate Alex here this last year, a couple terms. So I asked him to share. And one thing too, he will be, maybe he'll mention it, but he's going to be teaching school in Lancaster City after this. That is a big part of EBI is when you're in the Word and studying God's Word, it does give you a desire to go serve somewhere. And so often students will go from EBI with a desire to serve and minister, and Alex will be doing that. So thanks for sharing, brother.
Well, hello. As Brother Kripp mentioned, I'm Alex Yoder. I'm from New Paris, Indiana. And I was at EBI both third and fourth term this last year. And I came in as a somewhat unconventional student, not terribly unconventional, but I came in with a background in public school education, and then I had just finished my bachelor's at Indiana University. So I had never had any experience with Christian education, I guess. I mean, outside of church and family and devotions and that kind of thing. So coming to EBI was a completely new experience for me. And part of why I decided to go, one, my little sister was going to be there, so that was a little bit of a motivation. We could spend some time there. But also, I was really looking for truth, trying to find what was truth and what wasn't. So I came into EBI kind of in a searching mode, I guess. But I was looking to find what I believed. And I wasn't very sure what I believed at that point. So going into EBI, I wanted to take as many Bible classes as I could. And I took 1st and 2nd Peter and the Gospel of John and Hebrews. And I also took an Anabaptist history class as well. And each one of those benefited me so much in different ways. And especially 1st Peter, I think in the first week, 1 Peter 1 has become one of the most impactful chapters of the Bible in my life. It encouraged me and showed me God's love. And that was one of the major focuses during my time, was seeing the gospel in its true light and understanding it better. And through that, understanding God's love better. And as Brother Crit had mentioned, that studying the Bible brings purity and sanctification, which has been something I've experienced a lot in the last 6 months. I feel that the dedicated study of God's Word at EBI has changed me more in 6 months than I had changed in the course of several years. So just seeing truth and understanding my state and the mercy and love that God has shown to allow me to go to heaven, and just really letting that sink in. And it's day in and day out. You're in God's Word, seeing that over and over and over again. And every time, it's better and better. It's not something that gets old as you're there. I mean, the gospel never gets old. It only gets more and more precious over time. So as I mentioned, I had come in with some doubts and had really been under a lot of influence from secular education. And I kind of did it backwards. Most people, once they finish high school, go to Bible school, and then if they want to go to college, go to college. So I did it backwards. I wouldn't recommend that in case anyone is deciding on whether to go to college or EBI. I would absolutely recommend going to EBI first and building that foundation. Because looking back, I can see how that would have benefited me by just taking 3 months to study God's Word, developing a foundation before going out and seeking secular education. And I'm not against education, as obviously, considering I'm pursuing it. And another way that Brother Crit had mentioned that EBI drastically changed my life is that I learned about an opportunity to teach at a school there at the Way of Jesus Academy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So before that, I was planning to go to Oregon at Oregon State University to do my master's degree there, but God had other plans for me. So instead of going to the West Coast, I'm now going to the East Coast in a couple of weeks. And that all happened in a matter of about a week and a half. So God had taken my life in a week and a half and completely flipped it upside down, and it's incredible. And I can see him working in that, and I'm really excited to see where that takes me. So if anyone's considering going to EBI, even if you're a little older like I was, it's still absolutely beneficial. And if you don't feel super spiritual, if you're having doubts and you're like, why would I go to Bible school if I'm having doubts? I'm not worthy of that. Everyone's going to know more than me. Absolutely go. It'll change your life. And even if you are in a good spot spiritually, dedicating maybe 6 weeks, maybe 3 months, maybe 15 weeks, maybe the whole year to studying God's Word, there's no way that can't benefit you. So I would absolutely recommend it and would encourage the young people and the not as young people to go as well.